Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, not a happy week. That doesn't mean we're going to not have a happy hour. And what's happier than Judy Gold live in the studio? What's better than Judy Gold with zero fucks left to give the week we find out they're going to strike down Roe v. Wade?
Yeah.
Nothing. Uh-huh. Also, she talked a lot about, of all the hate mail she gets as a gay woman, as a woman, but she said the anti-Semitic stuff is the biggest thing. That was horrifying.
Yeah.
But, you know, just where we are in this country with the, you know, we talked about Charlottesville through everything. She is hilarious. No one makes me laugh like Judy Gold. She's smart. Yes. She is passionate. She's 27 feet tall.
She is.
You get a lot for your money in this happy hour.
I posted that photo I took of Judy yesterday and someone said, "Are you really that short?" And I'm like, "No, Judy's that tall."
I love taking photos with Judy just because I look normal size.
I love that she said one of her sons is only 6'1". The other one's 6'8".
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's like, "That was my ex's. He's only 6'1". Anyway, from the land of the giants, we bring you comedy legend, Judy Gold.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What better morning for it to be Judy's show?
It's Judy's show!
I mean, Judy Gold live in studio tells us that God loves us and wants us to have nice things.
I am speechless after seeing that.
You're also a Jew. Can we what is he saying? Is it a word for grandma? It's not Mima. Is it Yaya?
Okay,
could you play the original tape for Judy Gold, please?
Here we
go. Where he is dry humping his friend's face.
His cousin
naked.
Brother scheduler.
Cousin right. Brother scheduler.
With his naked ass.
Not a gay thing. Yeah. Naked hairy ass. Okay.
His face.
Your ass is on my face. Oh my God.
Okay, with the part.
Oh my yaya! Oh my yaya! Oh my yaya! Oh my yaya!
Is it E-I-E-I-O? Is it oh my ya-ya?
Oh my ya-ya-yo. Oh. Oh my ya ya oh. Everyone, come on.
Oh my ya ya ya
oh.
Oh my
ya ya ya. Okay, now you put your ass on his face and then. Okay, sorry.
Do we have the music ready for? Do we do? What do we do? Just Lion King or do we also have?
I just thought of
so.
You know, the thing is, then the excuse about I was just having fun with my friend. I have a lot of friends.
Yes.
I have never put my ass on their face. Ever.
It does not involve dry humping their face while you're naked.
No.
Naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
Naked
ass.
Not in a gay way.
No.
Is your ass that hairy? Because mine isn't.
God. No. Do you guys have?
No.
No.
Yeah, oh, please.
No.
No, I don't.
No.
Wow. I know people who get the, they get it dyed.
Yeah. I said it looked like, what's his name's mugshot?
Terrorist. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
It looks like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Oh,
mugshot.
Yeah. That's
doesn't
funny.
It?
Yes.
It looks not just like hairy, but it's been tortured.
But it's really hairy.
Yeah.
Right.
And I thought, oh, is that something with the camera? Because, you know, I had to watch it multiple times.
Just to be sure. It's
because
comedian.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And then he's...
Well, and here's the thing. It's linked by a right-wing group because, first of all, we don't think it's bad to be gay or wear women's clothes or whatever you want to
do.
It's
or hump your best friend while naked.
The cousin part's kind of... That's,
okay.
All right. That's Southern, I guess. Okay. I don't. Listen, straight guys, please call in if that is how you engage in horseplay with your straight friends. Please
horseplay.
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 Let us know.
Nay. Listen.
Just say nay.
It's the hypocrisy. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like we don't care.
Yes.
We don't care.
No.
It's but the fact that you stand up and you're for anti LGBTQ, anti women. It's just
right. Right.
Oh.
All right. Judy Gold, you are, of course, in the middle of breaking news as well.
Yes.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked in Los Angeles when a man got on stage and tackled him in the middle of his show at the Hollywood Bowl. Thank you, Will Smith. It's now okay. He had a knife, so it's okay to stab comedians now in addition to.
Right.
He was doing stand-up for the Netflix Is a Joke comedy special, which is what Judy Gold is here doing.
That's right.
It's a festival.
It's a festival.
Yeah.
Right. With 10,000 comedians and 40 million shows.
Yeah. Okay. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda just did one the other night.
Hooray!
At the Palladium.
Well, and so Chris Rock was there, right? Was it, and he joined Chappelle on stage was that Will Smith? So,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot because I've been in it, you know, I live in New York. But yeah, Chappelle will come on stage and then Chris will show up. And then one night it was Chris and I was supposed to go on. Dave goes on, then Chris goes on, and then Aziz comes in and goes on. And Gary Coleman and I are in the back like, oh my God, like I have to wait an hour while they stand up there and like, and the audience goes crazy. They don't even have material.
Yeah.
And they laugh at everything they say.
Right.
Everything. It's like.
No, I told the story one time. Stand Up New York a million years ago when I finally got up the courage to do stand up. And they were like, and now here comes, and they're like, Chris Rock just got here. You're going to have to sit down. And then it was like an hour and a half later. And I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You get to follow Chris Rock.
Yeah, it's fun. But can you believe that? It is Will Smith's fault.
Yep.
It is Will Smith's fault. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
That opened the door, Pandora's box, and now, you know.
And we said it at the time.
Right.
People are going to feel empowered now to, you know, when a comedian tells a joke you don't
like. And it's the copycat, whatever. What is it called? Copycat?
He gave them permission to do that.
Right.
It hasn't happened to you yet because you are 27.
I know.
Feet tall.
I was thinking that last night. I was like, well, I'm really tall. But I'm not, you know, the way I used to be like 30 years ago with the muscles. But it's just ridiculous. Remember we used to have security in the club
because
of hecklers.
Right.
Because it was like, shut up or get out. Shut up or get out. Right. It was never like, you're going to attack a person because you don't like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
Although I live to see people heckle you because it's always like the dumbest thing they'll do in their entire life.
Right. And then I love to torture them. But for the rest of the show. But it's just, it's ridiculous. The comedians just want to get on stage and make you laugh. And you take a joke the wrong way.
Yeah.
Or you don't like a joke, move on with your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't attack the comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet all these politicians are fine. Yeah. No one, you know.
And by the way, I was saying I happened to watch King Richard the other night, and he was fantastic in it. And the shame is, it really is an amazing story about Venus and Serena Williams. And it should have been their night and his night.
Yes.
And
right. But it was also, he did it, right? And then he was not punished. He has not been punished. The not going to the Academy Awards for 10 years is not punishment.
No.
He did it and then got a standing ovation.
He did.
He got, they got, stood up like, yay, whoa. They encouraged this. They encouraged it. I don't know. It's so annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
I have morning voice. Can you tell?
It's fair.
Yeah.
I think I told you I started listening to the audiobook of your book. Yes, I can say that.
Yeah.
The day after the Will Smith
slap. Right.
I was on vacation, so I was listening to Poolside. Great timing, by the way, if you have not read or listened to the audio version, because Judy reads the audio version.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Listen, a lot of people said it, but when Judy Gold says Susan Collins on Twitter, I know you meant it. I know that there was a lot of oomph behind that to Susan Collins.
I cannot believe Murkowski and Collins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are
She assured us that Brett Kavanaugh assured her
right.
he would never vote.
Talk to him. And let me tell you something. People were saying, why do you go after the women? And it's because they should know better.
Yeah.
This is a woman's issue. And these guys, you know, they're just disgusting. And Clarence Thomas, why is he still on the Supreme Court?
I know.
Why?
I know. Somebody said that. Bridget, you retweeted. She said, I think it's interesting how much lashing out at women there has been tonight.
Yes,
not defending Susan. I think she means Sarandon. But something about singling out women tonight does not sit well. And you said they should know better.
Right.
It's a women's issue.
Woman's issue.
And
like,
it's all of our
issues. You believe these people?
Yeah.
You know, this is what I was thinking. I think, tell me if you think this is a good idea. So I think the spokesperson for choice should be like a woman in her 80s who watched her friends get, kitchen table abortions or had friends die, rest in peace. And that should be, you can't argue with an 85-year-old woman who already fought for this and is now they're taking it back. I feel like it's ridiculous.
This is how we got marriage equality,
right?
Because they took rights away from people here that already had them in California.
Right.
You're taking a right away that women have had for
50 years.
Yeah. You raised a good point. Again, as a who?
Thank you.
Hen tweeted, Judaism mandates you need to get an abortion when a pregnancy endangers your life or health. Abortion bans actually violate our freedom of religion and the Constitution. You said this is 100% correct. We need to fight.
Yeah. Right. We need to fight. They're going to fight on religious,
And then they're going to say, oh, no, you don't get religious exemptions for this.
Right,
only if you don't want to bake a cake.
You're the wrong kind of religion.
But yeah, so in the Jewish religion, it is you do anything to save the mother's life.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And then someone, a right winger, said, Judy Gold, go to Israel. And you said, go yourself.
Right.
To which
Okay. I've had to report a lot. There is so much anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a lesbian.
Yes.
I just came out.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
it's shocking.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm a lesbian.
It feels like yesterday I saw your first hairy ass sex video. But okay, go ahead.
Oh, my God. and I get some LGBTQ stuff. Like, this is how people, will mock me for, they'll say, oh, are you trans? Or they'll put a trans face, someone who's trans on.
Yeah.
Like, that's an insult.
Because you're tall, haha, get
right.
it?
Right, yeah, but it's like, why, who, so you're calling me trans? Like, that's not an insult.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, think of something that would insult me.
Right.
Like, being called gay or trans is not
an
insult
to
me.
Yeah, okay, great. But the anti-Semitism, I cannot tell you the things that I get sent. They are vile and it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad.
Yeah. But so you're saying
more than anything.
Wow.
And it's one time I actually posted a bunch of things. I just wanted people to know this is and for the all right. I know this sounds crazy, but being a Jewish person and growing up and, you know, so I grew up. The Holocaust wasn't that much. I was born in 62.
Right.
So and we studied the Holocaust, whatever. I never thought I would ever in my head someone could knock on my door and say, get out. You know what I mean? Right, yeah. Or go. And now.
Yeah.
I see why people had to leave their countries.
Yeah. Well, you saw the faces before. In Charlottesville. The Jews will not replace
right.
us.
You're like, there's only we're wow. less than 2% of the population. We're not replacing you, nor do we want to be anything right. like you, you
right.
know?
Right.
Right.
But it's, you know, we're more than 60% of hate crimes is against Jews. Yeah. And it's, but it's just like, it's just weird going, oh, now I get why people left before the war.
Yeah.
Because God, where are we going to go? No one, everyone hates us.
Yeah.
We've been kicked out of every, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. It's baby? Colonel Steve Austin. Look at him being a good boy.
Oh my God, I love you so much. Definitely not anti-Semitic, this dog.
No.
Until he jumps on you. Be careful.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, he's no. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well.
Hey,
no. Get down. Okay.
Oh, I love
okay.
you.
Well, the training is, you know,
oh,
going.
God. Oh, God. You should introduce the dog to Madison.
Yeah.
Say it after me. Oh, my yaya. Oh, my yaya.
Oh, my yaya.
Oh, my gaga. Okay.
All right. So I just had to get that out that I am a little scared. Like,
yeah. Well, when I get you about people calling, like when I get called, can I say carpet? Sure. You know.
I
yeah.
wouldn't.
Well, I bleeped it, but I'm like, what's your point? I like munching.
Right. I know what it's like. Hello. What is it? You know, eighth grade, sixth grade.
Yeah.
Maston Cawthorn's
like,
got
call
a shag
me something
rug.
I don't like. What?
Maston Cawthorn's got a shag rug.
Yeah, it is back to the 70s with that ass. Wow, we. I bet you he has a lot of light stuck up there somewhere.
Get out of there.
What happened?
He was looking your purse for some reason.
All right. No,
oh,
okay.
Let's just, thank you.
Is that what the kids are calling
That's what
it?
I call it, yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, this is the party of small government, Judy, that wants to take away our bodily autonomy,
right?
Our right to marry who we
and
love.
They said maybe contraception is next.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And marriage equality.
Marriage equality.
Marriage equality. Oh,
all of that is based on the right to privacy,
right?
Which they say is not in the Constitution.
Yeah. Right. So that's why we can get these tapes out.
Yeah.
You know, no privacy.
My dad, when he was running with Goldwater in 64, what was their big saying? They used to say, the government has one hand in everybody's pocket and the other hand in everybody's business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what they ran on. Mm-hmm. You know, and now, I mean, Rick Scott's plan is they're going to raise your taxes. They're going to raise your I mean, everything Republicans have ever stood for. Right?
Out window.
Yep. Yeah. And now we have, I think we have new Madison Cawthorn sex tape.
Oh,
do we,
awesome.
Chris?
Awesome.
Yeah, we have new audio. Here
okay.
it goes.
Uh-huh.
Mecca like a high, Mecca hiney ho. Now everyone at home, mecca lecca hi mecca hiney ho.
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 All right. Well, the Stephanie Miller Show gets all taped first.
Exclusive.
Yeah, exclusively. You'll see that.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the party family values, by the way.
Yep.
This is your, yeah. Okay. You can't write this stuff. Even as a comedian, like Lauren Boebert's husband whipped his D out in front of teenage girls at a bowling alley. Gay people, immoral, obviously.
Yeah, we're terrible.
Yeah. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene banged
half the guys at his CrossFit studio.
Alleged.
They're dumb. That's the other thing.
Yes.
They're just dumb.
Yeah.
They know nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they know nothing about government. They know nothing about the law. They don't read. They're just,
was this Jen Rubin, our friend? But they called it, you know, a Christo-fascist coup, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just like, is this 2022 we're waking up in, banning books? You can't mention gay people in schools.
This event I was at, this guy was like, I said, they're banning books. He said, the Democrats are. I go, the Democrats are not banning books.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And then I said The Great Gatsby because he was really wealthy. They're banning The Great Gatsby. No, they're not. Yes, they are. Do your due diligence.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Jen Rubin wrote, the livid reaction from progressive advocacy groups, Democratic politicians across the country about the potential evisceration of abortion rights, possibly others protected by the 14th Amendment, should tell the media this is not simply about culture, nor is it a war. It's a religious power grab by justices who, according to at least two female Republican senators, dissembled under oath, that means lied, about their intentions regarding Roe. She said they should hold hearings, call Republican Senator Collins and Murkowski to testify. If those senators were really duped, they should consider advocating for extreme measures, including impeachment and a filibuster exception to codify Roe.
Won't do that. Are you crazy?
Well, they should.
I know. They absolutely should.
She said it wasn't so long ago conservatives stood for the proposition that government, especially the federal government, should not control the totality of traditions, habits, and decisions made by society. The family, for example, should remain undisturbed to work out arrangements that reflect its members' values, faith, and views in a pluralistic society. The principles limited government posits that unlike totalitarian states that override personal conscience, family, and religion, free people do not tolerate an all-pervasive government. Can't we take that argument back from them and run with it?
If we got rid of Al Franken and Katie Hill for nothing.
She said, let's call it what it really is, state enforced theocracy, or if you prefer, religious authoritarianism. And as you already said, Judy, and tweeted about, then Jewish women need a religious exemption.
Like, right
here we go.
Right. If you're gonna, and don't shove your religion down my face, like
like a Madison Cawthorn.
Right. They want this. What this
don't
be,
dry hump my face with your religion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And his,
or as you would say, Oma Yaya.
Oma Yaya.
Okay.
Mecca Lekka Hai.
Right.
Mecca Hai Niho.
Exactly.
God, you're good.
Yeah.
Karen in Colorado.
I watched that show a lot when I was a kid.
Hi, Karen. You're on with Judy. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Glad to talk to you all. Hey, listen, since SCOTUS and the Republicans are creating women's health and refugees, I'm going to offer my guest bedroom as a free place for these refugees to stay while they obtain safe and legal health care.
Yeah, we're going to have to have an underground abortion railroad, right? I mean,
yes. And anybody in the blue states who have a room they can spare, I think that would help these women because it can be very expensive for them to come from other states to here. And having a free place to stay would help a lot, I think.
By the way, Karen, I already preempted the right-wing callers. Well, are you going to offer Ukrainian refugees a place to live? And I already did. I already did offer some Ukrainian refugees a place to live in my house.
And I would, too. Yeah, I would, too.
All right.
Thank you, folks.
This is the most lipstick lesbian thing I'll say all morning. It's my eyelash extension girl's parents.
What?
She does my eyelash extension. She's Ukrainian. She's fantastic.
Anna's parents girls are here. And your eyelashes look amazing.
Thank you.
I am really floored by the way you always look good.
And it's
like 5:03 in the morning. What time is it?
it's almost that early.
Yeah. And it's outdoor bike day, so I'm in my bike attire.
Well, yeah, you look good.
You look fantastic,
oh,
Judy
please.
Gold.
Can't just put on some mascara?
No, I don't have to do mascara anymore because of my Ukrainian eyelash extension.
She doesn't need to come to your house.
Ukrainian eyelash
if you just
extension.
Put on some mascara.
She only comes every two
That
weeks.
Would be a really good sitcom.
And then
Ukrainian
I can wake up like in a, if
girl.
I had anyone to wake up to, I could wake up like I'm in a Lifetime movie. Okay.
You know who would love those extensions?
Who?
Madison.
Looks like he
does
has some in
have,
his ass.
Does he have butt hair extensions?
Yeah.
Karen, is that butt hair natural or is it? Okay. Karen in Oakland, you're on with Judy. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'm wondering if Trump saw that Cawthorn tape and asked out loud Is that how the cripples are doing it?
Oh,
all right.
Well, okay. Yeah. We
okay. Take care. Have a nice.
At all.
Bye bye.
That has no bearing on what he did.
I guess
to
she
his
was
cousin.
Doing satire there, Jody. That's how Trump would talk.
It is
right.
However, leave it to the professionals. Leave it to Judy Gold to do the inappropriate humor.
He was very thrusty with those hips, though.
Okay. You know what, Travis? Okay. Louise
Travis.
Phone. Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Although. How does one get abs like that when one's legs don't
okay,
work?
Okay, listen, both of you.
Oh, my God.
What?
Are you going to go into a Whatever Happened to Baby Jane skit now? Both of you homos?
No, I'm
but
just...
But you're in that chair.
He wasn't in the chair.
You wouldn't my face that way if you...
Oh,
wheelchair.
My God.
Well, you are in the wheelchair, Madison. You are. I brought you some breakfast.
I think we just offended Judy Gold.
No. Just shocked.
Judy Gold's going to get on stage and slap us.
Yeah. I'm going to slap the audience.
Pam in New Hampshire, you're on with Judy. Hello.
Hey, Stephanie. I'm really tired of the doom and gloom because by the time I make this decision, people are going to see women being arrested trying to leave the state, doctors being jailed, another 500,000 arrest of a woman like the woman down in Texas. They're going to make their own commercials.
Yep.
So I'm just going to think positive because we don't have to make a commercial. People are going to see what's happening. And these white rich women that want intro vitro, that's going to be outlawed too.
Yeah, they're going to find out what happens when you go against 70% of the American public's will.
That's right. That's right. And they're not. And they're focusing on the leak rather than... Yeah.
Of course they are because they're terrified. Yep. They're terrified. Like, they know what they've done. I mean,
whoever leaked it.
Right to privacy is what we need to talk about. That is what the president said yesterday.
I delegated by joining this union here to delegate some obligation, some rights I have to the governments for social good. So the idea that somehow there is a inherent right, that there is no right of privacy, that there is no right. And remember the debate we had, you don't remember, but we had a debate about Griswold versus Connecticut. There had been a law saying a married couple could not purchase birth control in the privacy of their own bedroom and use it. Well, that got struck down. Griswold was thought to be a bad decision by Bork, and my guess is the guy's on the Supreme Court now.
Yeah. And by the way, this was the thing. So Ducey was, you know,
asking,
going all Ducey on. Is it the president said this. Here we go.
What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way that the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history and recent America.
So Peter Ducey's, when was that happen? When has that happened? The gay kids have been this is a slippery slope.
It is.
Yeah, there is state after state. What was the state I just did this morning? Oklahoma. It moved to make, not just Oklahoma, another one, Louisiana, to make abortion murder. I mean, you can't teach that gay people exist. You don't think that's going to be a slippery slope?
I mean, all
to,
the work we did.
Right.
You know, and then everyone knows and loves a gay person. That's the thing.
Right.
Everyone, I mean, Dick Cheney. I agree with Dick Cheney on one thing.
I almost had to bleep you, but he is actually a dirty word.
Yeah.
But that's like a war criminal thing. It's not really an FCC thing.
Right.
But he is a Dick Cheney.
Yeah, he is a Dick Cheney. And it's just, I just don't understand. What are you doing?
Right.
And they're the minority.
Yep.
They are the minority.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sure it was Liz Cheney that leaked the Kevin McCarthy tapes. And also she probably leaked tapes of her sister on the phone with her girlfriend. Probably that's how she outed
baby.
To her parents.
Yeah. Can we do those tapes?
I'm not gay. Oh, really? Well, here's a tape of you and your girlfriend. Mom, Dad, listen to this. I don't know that's true.
Mother wrote that lesbian book.
That's
right. Yes.
That lesbian porn.
Yes. Okay. Phyllis in Chicago, you're on with Judy Gold.
Hi. I have a question, comment, statement. The Republicans want to take away our right to abortion. They want to take away our medical so that there's no pre-existing medical insurance. I would like to know who's going to take care of all these babies that are born with Down syndrome, who are handicapped and need care for the rest of their lives. Are they going to raise our taxes so that they can run state-run orphanages.
Yeah.
I'll hang up now and listen.
Oh, all right. Take care of your dog. And yes. I think he's saying B-Squeet. I would like a B-Squeet, please. Get off the phone, B-Squeet. Walter, Walter, stop it. Walter, I'm making a good point. No, as Randy Rhodes said. Love the fetus, hate the child.
Stop interrupting me.
We have the.
Oh, you should do that for the Madison tape. Again.
Oh my yaya. Yeah,
yeah. Oh my yaya. Oh my yaya. Oh my yaya.
Oh,
oh,
Judy Gold.
Oh,
Judy Gold, you remain a scamp for so many years.
You're incorrigible.
Oh, you really are.
Oh, my
God.
My mother used to say that all the time.
You're a panic. You are a panic.
Judith, you're incorrigible.
You are a panic. You're a panic and a hoot.
A hoot. I'm a hoot. Okay.